I'm Mark Fockler.
I'm Emily Marlowe.
And I'm Tony Kolesh. Thanks for joining us for the Bear Facts. Happy Thanksgiving to you from all of us at Bishop Garrigan High School.
All of Garrigan's fall sports teams recently held their awards banquets. For the cross-country team, the most valuable runners of 2014 were Emily Riesenberg, Tony Kolesh, Kelsey Hovey, and Zach Kolesh. Jess Marlowe, Trevor Darling, Lexi Birdie, and Olivia Miller were named Rookies of the Year, while Morgan Frieders, Tyler Schneer, and Ben Fogarty were the most improved runners. The Coach's Appreciation Award went to Katie Steinman, Olivia Miller, Mark Fockler, and Taylor Illig.
The honorary team captains in cross-country are Emily Riesenberg, Morgan Frieders, Zach Kolesh, and Tony Kolesh. Emily Riesenberg, Tony Kolesh, and Tyler Schneer won all North Iowa Conference honors. The highest award for Garrigan's cross-country runners is the Adam Sundahl Memorial Award. This year, that honor was split by Mark Fockler, Morgan Frieders, Zach Kolesh, and Tony Kolesh. Congratulations to all the cross-country honorees.
In volleyball, Johanna Vasky won first-team all-conference honors. Taylor Frieders and Caitlin Fogarty were second-team all-conference, and Emily Marlowe was an honorable mention. Betty Straub, Caitlin Fogarty, and Taylor Frieders were academic all-state honorees, and the entire team was cited for distinguished academic achievement.
Johanna Vasky was the volleyball team's offensive MVP, while Caitlin Fogarty and Patricia Brandt split the defensive honors. Paige Birdie was the most improved player. Emily Marlowe and Olivia Vasky split the Hustle Award, and Caitlin Fogarty won the Deacon Bob Larson Fire in Your Belly Award. The coaches' award was split by Cassidy Vitsum, Taylor Frieders, and Emily Marlowe, and Betty Straub and Olivia Vasky won the Team Spirit Award. Congratulations, volleyball award winners.
We mentioned the football all-district honors last week. Ben Vasky and Zach Kibbe were named the football team's offensive players of the year, while Reese Wadley was defensive player of the year. Zach Kibbe and Will Kellner won the special teams award, and the scout team award was split by Levi Capacious, Logan Rosemeyer, Drake Busherfield, James Quinlan, and Donovan Birdie. The Larry Weir Academic Award and the Dennis Cruz Trophy went to Kirk Kenyon, and Andrew Miller won the Bill Higgins Memorial Award.
Jake Kaiser, Landon Suter, and Nick Kaiser were named Most Improved on offense, while the Most Improved defensive players were Carter Hall, Gibson Bear, and Cameron Langerman. The defense award went to Grant Busherfield, and Ben Vasky was named Team MVP. Reese Wadley and Nick Kaiser split the Deacon Bob Larson Memorial Award, and the 2015 team captains will be Zach Kibbe, Cameron Langerman, and Landon Suter. Congratulations to all the football award winners.
There were some new records set in fall sports this year. In football, Reese Wadley broke the record for longest punt return with an 85-yard return in the playoff game at Ackley. The volleyball team set a new mark for season serving percentage at 93.9%, and Emily Marlowe now holds both the season and career individual serving percentage records. Congratulations to these Golden Bear record breakers.
Our senior spotlight this week shines on Jake Kaiser. Here to tell you about him is Taylor Illig.
Jake Kaiser, who everyone calls Jack, comes to Garrigan from the St. Joe area. His biggest interest is probably motorsports, and he loves working in cars and trucks in general. He also enjoys classes like ecology. Jake has also won awards in football, and he's been part of the Golden Bear track team. Jack plans a career in automotive mechanics, and we wish him all the best in the future.
Thanks, Taylor. On our Golden Bear calendar this week, today is the Feast of St. Cecilia. The All-State Music Festival concert is tonight in Ames, and Garrigan Choir members Dorothy Kirsch, Mark Fockler, Carolyn Baxter, and Levi Capacious are performing.
Tomorrow is the Feast of Christ the King. Then, next Tuesday, the Golden Bear girls begin basketball season with a home game against North Iowa.
Wednesday morning, we'll have our traditional Mass for deceased alumni. The Memorial Mass will be at 9 o'clock Wednesday in Friedman Auditorium, and friends and relatives of all our deceased alumni are invited to attend.
The Christian Leadership and Action Group will present a special meal and presentation on World Hunger Wednesday noon. Then we'll dismiss early Wednesday afternoon for the holiday weekend.
There's no classes Thursday or Friday at Garrigan. We'll be enjoying the time off as we celebrate the Thanksgiving holiday with our families.
That's the Bear Facts for this week. Thanks for joining us, and be sure to tune in again next week, and we'll be previewing the basketball season here at Bishop Garrigan High School.